Trailing 14-0 heading in the second quarter, the Scott City defense forced a three and out in the first minute 19 as Boyd had to punt deep in their own end zone. But they would only get it out to about the 30-yard line. Scott City would take advantage of the short field like Beloit would for their first offensive score. The Beavers would find the end zone pretty quickly in the second quarter, just on a four-play drive that took just under 90 seconds, and it came from just outside the goal line.
Fourth penalty for Beloit, 21 yards. Scott City's been flagged twice here for 10. So second and goal at the one, 9:20 to go second quarter. Beloit will stack the box here. King goes under center. Man in motion, Parker Gooden. Hand off left side. Cale Goodman lowers his shoulder.
Touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown. 9:17 to go first quarter. The homecoming King with his seventh touchdown of the year. And it's 14-6 Beloit.
Alexis Reyes would miss the extra point kick. It'd go wide left. So Scott City still trailed by eight with 9:17 to go second quarter at 14-6. That score would hold up for the rest of the half and after three quarters. But still a lot in between there. Scott City defense played good in that second quarter. It forced a second straight three and out. Then they would have the ball. They would get a first down, but it would be called back because of a holding penalty. Penalties and turnovers were the theme for Scott City, especially in that first half on Friday night. And it was some things that they had been doing the first five games against opponents. But you can't do that and get away with it against a good opponent like Beloit. And it came back to haunt him. Beloit would force Scott City into a third along after the holding penalty. And Scott City would turn the ball over for a third time in the first half.
So third down and 10 here for the Beavers at their own 31. They're 1-2 on third downs. Same formation, wing T set up, wing to the left. Here's King dropping back to pass, rolling to his right, looking for Justice McDaniel, and it's picked off. Grant Arrowsmith makes the interception and goes out of bounds at the Scott City 39-yard line. Scott City's third turnover of the first half. Intended for Justice McDaniel.
Beloit would take over at the Scott City 39-yard line after the interception thrown. They would have the ball with 6:16 to go second quarter. They'd run off almost half the first or second quarter clock there, and it would be a 4-minute, 20-second drive. They'd get down into deep into Scott City territory for the second time in the half, but penalties hurt the Trojans as well. They had a first and goal from the 20. They would get inside the 10. And on fourth down, the Trojans missed an opportunity and good defense by the Beavers in the end zone on fourth down and goal from the 9.
Fourth and goal from the 10, they'll shuffle some personnel in and out. They bring in their two wide receivers, Jackson Rexroad and a Kalen Chancellor, a sophomore. Three receivers left. One receiver right, one in the backfield with Hudson Gray. Fourth and goal from the 9. Rolling to his left is Gray. And he'll throw the back of the end zone. Flag is thrown and pass is incomplete. But we do have a holding call, and that's going to be a turnover on downs.
Ball control by Beloit Trojans would be a big story in this game that really was not thought of maybe as much. But Scott City would take over at their own 9-yard line with a minute 56 to go. They would get it out to about the 35-yard line before the first half ended. And Scott City would get the ball to begin the third quarter down by a score of 14-6, but very much a part of the game here, and we'll pick up with the third quarter in our next segment on WesternKansasNews.com.